Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's Sunday. And you're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we are going to motivate you to get into that garden, whether you have snowfall or not. And if we can help you, the number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we're going to work together. Right now, we have a good friend of the Paul Parent Garden Club, C.N., from Wild Delight Bird Food, and she is going to help us to see if we can try and help the birds that are pretty well confused with the weather all over the country. C.N., good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Man, the snow is crazy in the areas. Boston got 18 to 24 inches of snow this week, bringing the total over 100 inches. And people were saying that the robins had returned. They're pretty mixed up. What do we do, C.N.?
Oh, it's been so crazy. We had 10 inches of snow here in New Jersey, and yesterday and today are supposed to be in the 50s. No wonder, you know, birds are confused. We're confused. What is going on? Around here, the red-winged blackbirds are back, so birds are starting to move. But this snow cover, it's not going to help them out. So, got to make sure our feeders are full. I mean, I was actually looking forward to getting out there and cleaning up underneath my feeders. But the snow cover, that's gonna hold me up. Because it is important to clean underneath your feeders periodically. I try and throughout the summer do it at least once a week. But you got to rake up any shells and stuff like that and keep that area clean. Because if you leave all those shells down, you know, I mean, it'll decompose, start to grow mold, and just make the area just unhealthy for the birds. But, yeah, the birds are starting to move, but we got to get rid of this snow.
Exactly. Well, this past Friday before the storm came, I went out, took my feeders down, and they hadn't been cleaned for a long time. So I did as you recommended. I took them down. I dumped the seed out on some newspaper, and it looked to be real, real good, no mold. And I took a little bit of bleach and water, and I bought a baby bottle brush for my tube feeders and cleaned all the tube feeders, rinsed them out, and boy, did they shine. Let them dry, put the seed and filled them all up again, and I swear that the birds were out there dancing with the nice clean feeders.
Oh, they like things clean just as much as we do. You know, so it is good to get out there and clean them. Now, if you're using bleach, make sure you really, really rinse. I prefer using either mild dish soap or white vinegar. You just want to make sure that it is thoroughly rinsed. But get out there and clean those feeders. Spring is around the corner. You know, I hope everybody set their clocks ahead this morning. The days are getting longer. Everything, you know, things are changing. It's just that we're anxious to get rid of this snow.
We are, and we're 10 days away from spring, and I also went to the birdhouses, took my ladder out, and cleaned out all of the birdhouses and cut all of the debris from last year and got those all ready, because I know the birds are going to come any day now and they're looking for a place to live and get their nest ready. And that's that, you know, so while we have the time, if we can do some jobs like that, it does help to encourage them when they get here to say, oh, the house is ready. Let's move in. Let's get the family started. And it gives me such enjoyment to watch them fly around the yard.
Oh, absolutely. Put out nesting material, too. You can use, you know, different bits of string and straw. And actually, the best thing to use is dog hair. You know, when the dogs are starting to do their spring shedding and you're brushing them, put the clumps of dog hair outside. And they just love it. It's nice and warm and dry for them. But it is, yeah, you're right, it is good to clean out your birdhouses. Some people wonder why clean them out. Well, you know, birds can get mites, and mites don't die off in the winter. They just stay in that nesting box, and they multiply and everything, and it can really cause a lot of harm to the next generation of babies because the mites will just infest them. So it is good to clean that out. So you did a great thing.
Yep, I was ready. I'm psyched. I'm ready to go. Now, I got the suet feeder all filled. And I'm getting all these beautiful woodpeckers coming to the yard.
Yes.
And I've changed my seed blend a little bit. I'm finding a lot of finches are beginning to arrive now. A few chickadees more than I had. So I changed to your finch mix. And they love that. It's just like, the birds are all talking and squawking and singing, and the seed hulls are flying all over the place. Boy, they love that finch mix that you make.
Right. It's our special finch, and it's a combination of the Niger seed and finely ground up sunflower chips, two of the most favorite seeds that the finches love. And I use it in my thistle tube and in the sods, and you're right. They just lose their minds over it.
It was so much fun to hear all of the chipping and the singing. And, you know, I didn't know what it was. And I looked out the window, and I have two tube feeders and then a platform feeder. And every single perch on the tube feeder were full of finch. And I'm noticing that the golden finch is starting to get more color to it now also.
Yes, this is such an exciting time of the year. Not only are the migratory birds coming back, but the goldfinches are going to soon be in full color and just, you know, just light your yard up.
So it's getting to be an exciting time. Now, what are some of the things that you recommend, CN, that we do to get the birds to come into our yards?
Well, now that the weather is getting nicer, like I said, I want to get out there and clean up the area. Take the time to, you know, scrub out your bird bath and clean that out and put in fresh water. But, you know, keep the feeders full. They're coming and they're going to be hungry. And you want to get them to stay in your yard and nest in the area. So you not only do you see the adults coming to the feeders, but there's nothing more fun than watching them bring their babies to the feeders. And that's what it's all about.
Yep, I took out my bird bath. My wife thought I was crazy because we still have in the backyard. There's still 3 feet of snow deep in the backyard, but where my bird feeders are hanging from my deck, I shoveled out like a 6-foot area, put the bird bath there, gave it a good cleaning with a wire brush, filled it full of water, and from the kitchen window I can look out and I can see the birds in that bird bath, and they love it. They absolutely love it. And I'm getting into the routine right now. I get up in the morning, I turn on the coffee pot, and I'll fill the tea kettle full of water and get it good and steamy, and then I'll walk out and pour that boiling water right over the ice and the snow that may have formed on it. It melts it. And within only a few minutes, it's like the birds are now waiting for me. Right. They're in that bird bath, and they're having one heck of a party, CN.
Oh, absolutely. Birds, they recognize you. You know, you're out there in the yard, they know you, and they know what you do. And birds are smart, and so when they see you coming, they know it's bath time. But, you know, so many people underestimate the importance of having a bird bath or water feature in your yard, because that really does help draw the birds in as much as a filled feeder.
It really, really does. CM, we're going to take a quick break, and then I want you to tell us about Wild Delight. Tell us about your website and about some of the unique feed blends that you make that will help our listeners to get the birds into their yard. And for me, that's one of the first signs that spring is here. When the bird, a garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, this is Paul Largay of Largay Travel, and I'm so pleased to be working with the Paul Parent Garden Club and your traveling hosts, Paul and Chris Parent. This year's trip, August 7th through the 19th, offers a magical discovery of Alaska, Vancouver Island, and Denali National Park. It's the perfect combination of a cruise and land-based adventure. You'll visit Bouchard Garden, enjoy a 7-night inside passage cruise past the pristine wilderness in Alaskan frontier town, and witness the abundant wildlife and beauty of Denali Park. This memorable trip offers something for everyone and provides exceptional value for your travel dollar. So please join Paul and Chris Parent as they explore Alaska. Don't be left behind. For specific details and availability, please visit the Paul Parent Garden Club website or call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 1-800-322-9481. See you on board.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday, and we're daylight savings time, 10 days away from spring. The birds are beginning to migrate north, and you're probably noticing different birds than what you've had in the past. And this time of the year, the weather is up and down, as we all know, cold and hot and snowy, and then we're back in the 50s and everything is melting. And tell us why Wild Delight adds different and unique ingredients to their seed blends that are important at this time of the year, because the birds are coming up, temperature changes, they're getting ready to mate, to lay eggs, produce feathers. What has Wild Delight done that's so unique, CN?
Well, we've added vitamins, minerals, amino acids, electrolytes, so it's an overall healthy diet. Because at this time of the year, aside from, you know, weather stresses and environmental and pollutions and stuff, the birds are migrating. They're also molting, you know, so they're getting their, they're going to be getting their summer feathers in, but they're also going to be, you know, mating and breeding and having babies. So the vitamins and minerals help them with healthy feathering, healthy red blood cells, being able to lay healthy eggs with the good shells for healthy babies. So it makes an overall healthy diet for them.
Now, we've set up our bird feeder stations. We've cleaned out the bird houses. We're feeding them a better quality bird seed. We're using suet still. The bird bath is out. What else can we do that will help the birds that have come back to our yards and gardens?
Well, it seems like you've got it all together there. Offer them a variety of food. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people want to feed just straight black oil sunflower, which is actually, it is good because it is healthy in fats. But remember, you know, each single ingredient, birds derive certain nutrients from it. So if you can give them a variety of food, like fruits and nuts, I mean, our fruit and berry has apples, raisins, cranberries, juniper berries, and cherries in it. Or, you know, put out some of our woodpecker chickadee food. That's got higher in, you know, nut meats like peanuts and pistachios. You know, so to get that different nutrients and different fats, so they have, you know, birds like variety, just like we like variety. So as much as you can do.
Yeah, you don't want to eat the same thing day in and day out.
No,
variety is best.
Absolutely. And, you know, you've cleaned your feeders, clean up around your areas, keep the water out there, and your birds will be very happy.
Now, how about the website, CN? Tell us about the website.
www.wilddelight.com. You can go on there. There's some great birding information. Also gives you a good breakdown of our products. I've always stressed to everybody, you know, read the ingredients on the bird food that you're buying. You know, because not all seed is seed, not all birds eat all seed. So you want to know what you're buying. So read the ingredients.
Now, if you buy a big bag of bird food, how's the best way to store it? And, you know, should we still keep it in the bag? Should we put it in plastic containers? And temperature-wise, tell us about that.
You really want to store your seed in a cool, dry place. Moisture, you know, it can cause mold to grow on it. Heat, you know, especially if it's got fruit in it, you know, heat can actually ferment the fruit. So a cool, dry place is the best. You could put it in a plastic container or a tin because that'll keep it nice and tidy, you know. But definitely cool, dry place.
And I think if it's in a I know last year I wasn't paying attention other than when I would go to fill the feeder. And one morning I went out in the garage where I keep the bird food because it's nice and cool and dry. And I grabbed the bag really quick as I ran in. And as I walked through the garage to the house to go out, didn't realize, but a chipmunk got into the bag, and boy, did I have a surprise. So I keep everything now in plastic containers or in the middle, a metal bucket, and I don't have to worry about that particular problem.
Absolutely.
CN, you have a wonderful day. I hope you enjoy the extra hour of daylight, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and happy birding.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. Christian by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's Sunday morning, and we want to give you a very, very special treat today. A good friend of mine, George Hampson, who lives on Cape Cod. I call him my big brother because I've known him for a long time. George has retired from Woods Hole Oceanographic and has worked there for a long, long time. He is a great gardener, and being that he lives on Cape Cod, the soil is sandy and was having problems growing a good garden, and then took his knowledge of the ocean, started collecting seaweed, blending it with his soil, and all of a sudden, his garden has exploded. So I want George to tell you a little bit about his background and about the use of seaweed in your garden. Hey, George, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to hear you.
Oh, it was so good to have you on.
Well,
tell us a little bit about what you've been doing all these years at Woods Hole.
Well, at Woods Hole, it was deep sea biology, and what we did is went offshore in the great depths of the oceans, and in many, many areas we collected animals in the abyss. It was quite exciting, but that doesn't have any bearing to my eelgrass and your rockweed, which I use for the garden. But my whole life was devoted to marine biology. But the thing about the eelgrass started, like you, with my father. And in the 50s, he was going out and getting this stuff called eelgrass. And he'd bring it home and spread it around his flowers and his trees. And he used to work very hard at this. And he was very good at washing it to make sure that all the salt was out, which we know now is not necessary. But that's where it began, with my father, as in yours.
Yeah, and my dad taught me the same thing when we lived in Scituate, Mass, that we had sandy soils like you do on Cape Cod, and we needed to be able to retain the moisture because the ground dried out almost overnight. And once we started adding that seaweed to the soil, what a difference it made. And also the plants grew better. And this year, George, as you well know, we have had many, many northeast-type storms, coastal storms that started in the late fall, and it's been nonstop all winter. Tell us about people going to the beach, picking up that seaweed, bringing them home, and using it to condition their soil.
Well, you know, Paul, in a way, people ask me what I'm doing when I go to the beach with my 5-gallon buckets. I use a 5-gallon bucket, by the way, because if you use an ash can or a big plastic bag, it turns out to be a little bit heavy.
Yep.
So my advice to folks like you and me, use a 5-gallon bucket rather than something large. So I'd be out there collecting, and people would come by and say, what are you doing, cleaning the beach? And I said, yeah, I'm cleaning the beach, but I'm also getting fertilizer. And they'd look at me, you know, with wide eyes and say, fertilizer? I said, yeah, it's called Nature's Own. And the worst part about it, it doesn't cost any money. So I would go home with my containers, and wherever it was needed, around my flowers, on the garden, and it has several advantages. Not only does it cost anything, but as you said, it keeps the moisture in during hot days. It also provides fertilizer. Now, it's not just the blades of the marine grass. It also has creatures that live in the eelgrass. They soon die when you bring them home, but they're shrimp-like things, and that also adds to the nutrient. So there's several things it does.
Now, do you blend in some of the seaweed with your soil and then use some as a mulch on top of the garden after you've planted to create that barrier to, you know, prevent moisture loss and to control weeds?
That's right, Paul. That's another part of it. It controls the weeds. And if weeds do come up, it's very, very simple. Simply to go and pull out, you know, as a little endite, a little sprout comes up, you just pull it out. And that's all you have for your weeding problem. But I found another thing you'll find very interesting, and I told you this many times in person and on the radio. I decided that maybe this would be a good medium for growing eelgrass. I'm sorry, for growing regular grass, Jonathan Blend, which is what I use. So Like just yesterday, the plow tore up a whole bunch of grass in front of my house. So I put the pieces in where they belong and put the soil there. But I, in the, here we are in freezing weather. I took the Johnson Blend grass seed and sprinkled it, went to the beach and got some eelgrass and sprinkled it on top of the grass. And that will come up very soon because of the nutrients, and also it attracts the heat from the sun because it's a dark color. And it worked beautifully last year, and I hope this will work well again. So it helps grow grass in certain patches. I don't do it for the whole yard, but where it's needed.
Yep. And I know when I was at your home last summer, your raised beds had a very thick layer of this seaweed blend that you picked up off the beach, and there was some that was curly and some that was flat, and your garden just looked so beautiful. The foliage on your tomatoes was dark green, your peppers were dark green, and you were showing me how thick the walls of your peppers were, and the number of tomatoes on your plants. And you said to me, I'm not feeding as much as I used to. I'm not using as many insecticides or fungicides as I have used to. I'm not watering the garden as much. And I'm having more free time to concentrate in other areas since I've been using all of this seaweed from the ocean. And right now, again, with all the storms that have come up the coast, get down to the beach, pick it up, bring it home, and take advantage of it.
That's right, Paul. You are right. Only the fact that your garden is so much better than mine. So, you know, I can't get over your garden in Maine. But you're right. I just would like to tell and give some advice about collecting the so-called seaweed. Actually, eelgrass grows here, less so in Maine. You have what you call a rockweed or knotted wrack, and that's what you use in Scituate also.
Right.
That attaches to stones and rocks and jetties, and it's less common. It will not grow on the bottom, per se. It grows on obstacles. Now, the eelgrass grows in the sediment in the ocean. It's subtidal. And it really isn't, it's a flowering plant. It has all the things that you would give or would categorize as a flowering plant. It has true leaves, and it has flowers and seeds. But in the light, in the fall, and during storms, as we just had, it comes ashore. And what I recommend to people is don't collect it right at the water's edge. Collect it higher up on the tide line where it's dry or just somewhat has some water moisture in it. And that way it's easier to handle, it's lighter to carry, and that's the best way to collect. And it also will have these little critters in it that I mentioned. And that also adds to the fertilizer.
Now, how much of this eelgrass or a seaweed would you add to the average garden, George?
Well, you know, Paul, I would add as much as I could collect. But the thing is, as you know, everything in moderation. You just can't go in there and pile it up all over the place. Because in some cases, you're just wasting it. So I would add probably about 4 or 5 inches along the perimeter of the plant. Don't cover the plant. I don't think that's a good idea.
Right.
I also think when I get my 5-gallon bucket, I turn it upside down and I leave it there for, a few hours, maybe 24 hours. And that way, the moisture, the excess salt water, will leach out and not cause a problem, which I know it doesn't. But I'm just kind of concerned about salt water always. And that way there, you can make sure that there isn't a problem. But when you get it high up on the beach, you don't have a problem. It's nice and dry. You can crinkle it like I do when I plant my plants
grass seed. When you plant your grass seed.
You know, and it doesn't harm it. Mm-hmm. So that's the way to do that.
Yeah, I mean, this is Mother Nature's bounty. And
right.
All of the nourishment from the ocean is in that plant. So if you had to compare peat moss to rock weed or eelgrass, the fertilizer value of that is going to be a lot higher than putting peat moss down, isn't it?
It's incredible, Paul. And you asked me about planting. What I do is I'll put a little bit of layer of shells. They're called slipper shells at the base of the pot. And then I put a sprinkle of eelgrass on top of the rocks or on top of the shells. And then I fill it up with soil, good soil. And then I plant whatever it is, a flower or any kind of plant that we grow, tomato plant. And then on top, I'll put a sprinkle again of the eelgrass on top to keep the moisture in. And that's nature's way that I have learned to work with the environment, to work with nature. And I forgot about the mycorrhiza. I put that in there too. Mycorrhiza is incredible, Paul. So
We're going to take a quick break, George. And then when we come back, you did mention shells from the ocean that have washed up with the storms. And maybe we can tell our listeners and fellow gardeners about the use of these shells.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com.
In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
It's Sunday morning. We're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and I'm talking with George Hamson. He is a oceanographic person, has worked at Woods Hole for many, many years, knows the ocean like the back of his hand, and is using seaweed, eelgrass to make his garden a lot better. And we were talking about how it improves the soil and the creatures in it. And one of the things that George mentioned are seashells. Now, George, what will the seashells do in the garden?
Well, there's a particular one that I like, and it's a little tiny little boat shell. If you were to imagine something about 3/4 inch long, and it's pink, and it looks like a little dinghy, a little seat in it, and it's called crepidula. And these are present intertidally and subtidally. Mainly subtidally, that means below the low watermark. And they come up on the beach in large quantities in certain areas. And I will not tell you my secrets like you told your father's secrets where to get things. But no, in New Bedford, there's a huge quantity. And what I do is, again, with my 5-gallon buckets, I collect them. And I bring them home. I use them for walkways. But I also, as I mentioned before, when I plant something at the base, I use these little boat shells. And because of the nature of the configuration of it, it keeps the water inside the little shells. And so the water doesn't just all rush out all at once when you water the container. It also has calcium. So that is another additive of nature's providing another feature of something that you just get from the beach.
Exactly.
It works very well.
Yep. I know one thing that I've always done, I was good friends with a big composter in Maine, and he would always blend, because he would go to fish processing plants, and he would collect the shrimp shells when they cleaned them, lobster bodies, crab bodies, mussels, and steamers. And he would crush them and add them to the compost that he made. And I do that now. So when, you know, some of you I know don't live by the seashore, but if you eat lobster or shrimp and you clean the shells off of them, you buy steamers, put them in a plastic bag, crush them with a hammer, spread that in your garden. And in the lobster, crab, and shrimp shells, there is an ingredient called chitin. And this chitin will help to make your plants grow a lot stronger. So, you know, this is waste. And if we can recycle and use it, and George has been doing this for a long time, nothing gets wasted, especially if you live in New England. We are frugal, and we try and reuse everything. And the goodness from the ocean will really improve the quality of your garden. It really does, doesn't it, George?
Yes, and you know, Paul, you are absolutely right. None of this should be thrown away. There should be a place where you keep things and reuse it. And instead of throwing it in the bag and have it thrown in the dump, it's much better to recycle. And this is the way to do it. I just wanted to say one thing, Paul, it's important, is that I mentioned the eelgrass. It's very important to allow nature to put it on the beach. Do not, under any circumstances, go out into the water and rake it up, because that is against regulations, particularly in Falmouth. It's a protected species. As a matter of fact, it's an indicator of high water quality, the eelgrass.
Oh,
and
really?
Yes. UMass Dartmouth School of Marine Science and Technology has called that an indicator species of high water quality. And it also is the same for your rockweed. It will not survive in a polluted area. It can't.
So if you've got good seaweed, rockweed, eelgrass washing on a beach, it's a sign that the water where you're swimming is good. Or pick it up, clean the beaches, bring them home, and do as George and I do.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.